When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coach, can you talk about number one, the makeshift offensive line? Number two, how good it feels to win?
It always feels good to win this league. I thought our O-line battled. It wasn't exactly the prettiest game, but thought they did a good job battling and held up when we needed to hold up.
What did Zach show you on that last drive?
He doesn't flinch. You know, there's a couple of plays that I'm sure he wishes he had back. The young man doesn't flinch. He got us out of a lot of bad situations with his mobility. Thought he played a pretty good game for his first game back.
At what point on that drive, that final one, the game winner, do you and Mike start talking about the clock and not only scoring and getting points, but also not allowing that much time to do anything?
It was right after that. I think we took it down to the 20-yard line. We just said, hey, slow it down. We got three timeouts. And then from there, I'm talking to Shamash, who's the situational coordinator. We ran the ball, let it drive down all the way to 18 seconds, called the timeout because we had two more. And then we ended up scoring on the next one, but the objective was to not give him as much any time if we could.
How big of a play was that interception?
The last one, the second to last one. That was big time because they obviously they hit the explosive in a one-on-one situation. Again, it's what I love about this group of guys. There's no flinch. Michael just gets beat on a China fade, we call it, and bounces back and gets the interception. Thought our D-line was putting pressure on these guys the entire day. So it was tremendous resilience from the group because we were holding the lead, had a bad sequence there at the end of the first half. But and they had some momentum bringing in the young kid, and but to weather the storm and show the resilience to come back again on the road, awesome. He was good all day today. He made some big time catches. He's runs his big boy routes, and he's doing a really, really nice job, and he's stacking up a lot of really good days. So he's backing up what we saw in training camp. He looks fantastic.
What changed for the offense in the fourth quarter? Does it seem like nothing?
It was just capitalizing on opportunity. It was there in the third quarter too. There was just a couple of opportunities that we were missing here and there, and we were it's a game of inches. And again, just when we got that opportunity after the interception, it was just a really good, precise drive. We had the fourth down conversion to get it to within three on that drive. They got it to within three. So they, in critical situations, the guys stepped up and made plays when we needed to.
He seemed to have a pretty big game.
Yeah, he was. He's been good all year. You know, he does all the grunt work, and then he gets all the big over the middle body catches that he's routes that have to absorb hits and contact, and he's there in the run game just digging out safeties. He absolutely grinds every play. So his stats may not show up, but he's been having a really nice year just with his grit, the way he grinds play in and play out. And we were really excited about him going into the season with the way he played there throughout training camp and the way he's come in shape and with a new renewed mindset to attack the season. So I'm really pumped that he's had the game he's had, but he's been doing this all year. We'll go to the tape. We felt like getting him out there. He's played tackle in college. I kept that one from y'all. Just the combination of him and Herbig there at guard, we felt like that would be a really good stabilizing combination. Obviously, we lose Max, which we'll see. We'll get the evaluation tomorrow. But, that group's got to get a run on luck with health and see if we can string together some games as having the same group over and over again. I haven't gotten any report yet. I just know that, obviously, he left the game and we're getting him evaluated. But I don't have any information on how the knee was. No, I thought Trubisky was doing a decent job. I don't know if he got hurt at the end of that half on the ill-advised penalty, but It wasn't crossing our mind, but it didn't matter. They were going to run their offense. I don't know. You know, we talked about that in after the Cleveland game. Every game is so independent of one another. I think what it shows is that this group for the, you know, it's a second win. And this was a cool game because it was a back and forth game. We had a lead, playing really well. We have a really sloppy end of the first half, but we seize momentum at the start of the second half, and then we take it back in the fourth quarter. You know, it was a really cool NFL game, and for as young as we are to have the mindset to stay in it, go 60 minutes again, really proud of the group with the mindset and, you know, just exchanging blows with another opponent. Being 2-2 right now it's pretty good. You know, we got a good, really good chance, but you never know. But every game is independent of one another.
Last one out.
Overall, I thought defense played really well. You know, like I said, that third quarter, just to weather the storm of you know, the young buck going in there and just weathering the renewed excitement, if you will, of their offense. But to get four takeaways in an NFL game is pretty significant. We were all over the quarterback the entire day, and you know, I thought overall they played a really, really good game of football.
Last one.